Senate, please come to order. Secretary, call the roll. Please vote. Senator Ray. Kurt Zelewski and Farron Camp.
The roll shows 20 senators present this morning.
We stand in prayer by our chaplain.
Let us pray that the good that lies in every person's heart may day by day be magnified, that men and women will come to see more clearly not that which divides them, but that which unites them, that each hour brings us closer to a final victory, not of section over section, but of man over his own weaknesses, that the blessings of peace and joy be ours to live in harmony and sympathy with others. Amen.
Secretary, certify the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the second legislative day, Senate Supplement Number 1, and Senate and House Supplement Number 1.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Journal for the second legislative day, the Senate Supplemental Journal, and the Senate House Supplemental Journal be approved as certified.
Objection. Passed by unanimous consent. They're approved. Are there any guests for introduction? Senator Holman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday I was remiss. I noticed in the gallery they didn't introduce a former member of this body, a former resident of the city of Bethel, the area of Presbyterian, Senator Jack Weiss.
Senator Wise is a member of this body. You have privilege of the floor.
I will vote, but you have voice vote.
Senator Dankworth, you are seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to introduce in this gallery a constituent of mine, a business associate of Representative Joe Hayes, and a commissioner on the Commission on the Status of Women, Mrs. Jean Bandora.
Are there any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Any communications?
There is an appointment from the President's office. As President of the Senate, I hereby appoint Senator Tim Kelly and Senator Brad Bradley to represent the Alaska State Senate at the inauguration of Ronald Wilson Reagan as President of the United States and George Herbert Walker Bush as Vice President on January 20, 1981 in Washington, D.C., date of Juneau, Alaska, 14th day of January. Senator Yalmer Kukula, Senate President.
Without objections, will be placed in Senate supplement.
Also received was a report, Highlights, University of Alaska Annual Plan and Operating Budget Request 1981-82. This has been distributed. Those are the communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Resolution 1 relating to the inauguration of Ronald Reagan and George Bush and recommends it be placed on the January 14 calendar. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Kurtula, and Ziegler. This does appear on today's calendar. This is the only standing committee report.
Reports of special committees.
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by Senator Kelly, proposing an amendment to the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to conference committees and pre-conference committees.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 by Senator Coletta, adopting a state policy for economic development.
Resources, Finance. Without objection, I'll remove the finance referral. Some confusion on my notes on the first one. So SCR 1 will be to State Affairs, SCR 2 to Resources and Finance. You may proceed.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 5 by Senator Bradley, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, providing for the election of Supreme Court Justices and Superior Court Judges.
Judiciary.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 by Senator Kelly, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to sessions of the legislature.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 7 by Senator Bradley, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the election of the Attorney General.
Judiciary.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 8 by Senator Dankworth, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska providing for ratification of appropriations by the qualified voters of the state.
Judiciary Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 9 by Senator Dankworth, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the terms of legislators.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Those are the resolutions this morning.
Are there any bills for introduction?
Senate Bill Number 71 by Senator Bradley, an act authorizing an advisory vote by the qualified voters of the state on raising the age of majority to 21 for the purposes of regulation of alcoholic beverages and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 72 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to veterans and public records.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 73 by Senator Bradley, an act classifying murder in the first degree as a capital felony and establishing sentencing procedures for capital felonies.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 74 by Senator Bradley, an act repealing the estate tax law of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Finance.
Senate Bill Number 75 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to violations of individual constitutional rights by government and amending Rule 26G of the Rules of Criminal Procedure.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 76 by Senator Dankworth, an act limiting the effective period of administrative regulations.
Judiciary.
The following four Senate bills are accompanied by letters from the Alaska Code Revision Commission. Senate Bill Number 77 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to commercial transactions and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Labor, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 78 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to recording and recordable documents and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 79 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to the uniform disposition of certain property rights at death.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 80 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to oath, affirmation, acknowledgement, notarization and verification, and adopting uniform recognition of acknowledgement acts.
Judiciary. And without objection, I would ask that the Code Revision Commission letter be placed in the journal.
Senate Bill Number 81 by Senator Coletta, an act increasing the number of directors of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
Commerce Finance.
Senate Bill Number 82 by Senator Coletta, an act repealing the campaign contribution tax credit for individuals and providing for an effective date.
Finance. The State Affairs Committee can look at this if they choose. It does come out of their purview. But I'll put it in finance at this time.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
Takes us down to the daily calendar.
Senate Resolution Number 1 by the Rules Committee relating to the inauguration of Ronald Reagan and George Bush. This resolution was considered by the Rules Committee and recommended to be placed on the calendar. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Petrula, and Ziegler. There are no amendments.
Senator,
Mr. President, before we move on the bill, perhaps it would be preferable for the chair to state its preference with regard to a vote on Senate resolutions which require no vote, no committee referral.
Senator Rohde, I would like to see us have a voice vote on this subject at a minimum. Of course, the four hands or the number necessary can always call for it. There's some resolutions that do suggest policy, whether that's the correct form or not. So I'd ask that you move.
Mr. President, I move we adopt Senate Resolution Number 1.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 No.
Is there any other business, any unfinished business? Senator Ziegler.
This is as good a time as any. We're going to see that bad odor in Seattle on February 20th, the North Korean dollar worth. So putting that into a mask of madness and saying that the excuse of the Senate not subject to a call from 11 a.m. on February 19th until such time the Senate convenes on February 23rd, Monday.
Without exception, you're excused. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
The reason that I voted no is that I wanted to remind the chair that there are ayes and nays, and they do not call for the nays, so I just want to remind you. And without objections in the body, I would like to change my vote and make it so I ask you to
object.
Are there any special orders not set for the fix of time? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would like to turn the floor to discuss a decision by the United States District Court.
Without objection, you have the floor.
On January 6th, the United States District Court of the Western District of Washington, Seattle, sent out an order permanently enjoining the state of Alaska from enforcing Alaska Statute 1965-010, which is the duty station of Court of Change for employees of the Alaska Marine Fisheries System. In essence, that statute requires that all employees be relieved at the duty station, which is in Alaska. And I think that there could be a considerable interest to some of the people that are talking about Alaskan hire, et cetera. And without objection, sir, I would like to have it entered in the supplemental journal.
Motion without objection. Sorry.
Mr. President, a question to Senator Ray. Would you like to have the Judiciary Committee, of which you are a member, examine this decision?
I would certainly have no objection. In fact, I think that, as I read it, there are some rather disturbing connotations in there. The ones that I, personally, being a layman, were not aware of. And I would like to see some more of it and possibly have it taken under consideration by the Judiciary, and I compliment the Judiciary Chair.
The information will be placed in the Supplemental Journal, and the Judiciary will look at it. Are there any committee amendments, any announcement of committee meetings at this time?
Mr. President.
You have the floor, sir.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate, not subject to a call, on the 16th through the 21st for the purpose of our two board meetings in Washington and the presidential inauguration.
Without objection, you are excused. Senator Kelly.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of the Senate from January 17th through January 21st for the same purpose.
Without objection, you are excused. I might say that Senator Kelly, the Rules Committee Chairman, has been working on a kind of set up a time frame that you will have no conflicts between your committees and the meetings of other committees in the normal time frame reference. In a few days, we'll have a meeting of committee chairmen and any other committee members that wish to attend on this subject and other administrative subjects. You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, yeah, I have citations drafted for in memorial of Frank Degnan, Mukduck Marston, and Warren Taylor, and I will give them to the secretary for any other senators to add their sponsorship names on there.
Thank you, Senator Fisher. Senator Parr.
Mr. President, committee announcements.
Under committee announcements, sir.
Mr. President, the
Health Education and Social Services Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon in room 209 of the Behrens Building. A very brief meeting, sort of laying groundwork. No bills to be considered.
Thank you. Mr. President?
Senator Strzelczyk and Senator Barrington.
That's the final meeting of an interim committee. The Title 29 Municipal Code Revision Committee will meet Saturday and Sunday in room 330 in the court building at 9 o'clock on both days. We will have members of the technical committee in attendance, and I'd just like to say we've had an outstanding group, I think, working on that Title 29 revision. It's going to take that some time, of course, to wend through the process, but we've had some excellent assistance from municipal attorneys around the state, as well as a very balanced, I think, policy committee, and it might be of interest to some of the members of the CRA committee to attend a portion of that and at least get to know the people that were involved in that process. Thank you.
Senator Farrenkamp.
Mr. President, the Resource Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in Belt's room. We'll be having a brief look at mining, and all members of the Senate who wish are welcome to attend.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, the Workers' Comp Study Commission, an interim committee that's been working with this last interim, will have its final meeting this Friday and Saturday here. The meeting will be held in the Natural Resources House room all day Friday and on Saturday.
Gentlemen, ladies, I have been requested by the staff to check into the time frame for submission of bills every morning. We'd ask out of courtesy, and there's always room for emergencies, but out of courtesy to the bookkeeping and the problems of presenting them here, if you get them in by 9 a.m., sort of set a personal deadline for submission of bills and resolutions to Chief Clerk, 9 a.m. in the morning. Senator Rohde.
May it please the Chair, I have one more announcement for the adjournment motion. The Alaska Federation of Natives is hosting a reception for legislators January 15th, 6 o'clock to 8:30 at the Lumberjack Room at the Cape Box, Sheffield.
Thank you, Senator.
There's no further business to come before this body. I move and ask unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Adjourn.